TaxAct can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. TaxAct is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, TaxAct's filing software can't make taxes fun. But TaxAct can help you get them done. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Joe Lennon, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
You tell us every week how to live the sustainable lifestyle. And a lot of people feel it's very onerous. You say it doesn't have to be.
Yes, that's the big complaint that I get from people. Oh, that's so much effort. What a drag. I don't have the time. You know, what's the point is the big one that I get. And look, we've made it through January and I'm here to say being sustainable can actually boost your mood, improve your cognition, improve your focus, reduce stress. So I'm going to give you all the reasons why you should start to implement it into your life.
Now, one of the things you say is more stuff, and people are buying all the time. Stuff they don't need. But you mean more stuff equals less happiness?
Yes. And the research around this is so profound and so interesting. I can actually back it up now. So this is true. There's been amazing research by this guy called Matt Kosser. He's an expert in this area. He's a psychologist and he studies consumer behaviorism. And what he has found is that as we become more materialistic, our well-being actually decreases. And it's all linked to this, as you said, this kind of love of buying things. And again, that comes back to great research done in Stanford, which basically found that when you look at things that you want to buy, your dopamine receptors start to activate. And that's the neurotransmitter in your brain that tells you when things are good and you get a nice feeling. But as soon as you actually purchase the thing, that feeling goes away. So we're all on this train of buying things to get that lovely feeling. But the second it arrives and you own it, it's gone away. So really the message there is buying those things, you'll get the quick hit, but it's not going to make you happy long term.
Now, the relationship between nature and wellness.
Yes, which I think most people would know anyway. But again, there's really great new research coming out that really compounds this. So if we look to our friends in Japan, their doctors for years have been prescribing forest bathing to patients. And don't worry, you don't have to get into your bathing suit. Forest bathing really means just going into the forest, standing underneath the trees and just being in nature. And there's so many benefits: reduced stress, improved immune system, improved mood. UCD, the HSC and Quilta did a great study in 2012 where people who were seeking out mental health supports were asked to take part in a 12-week program, and they went on guided walks for 12 weeks. And after the 12 weeks, they all reported a 75% increase in their mood and 66% increase in their sleep, which is amazing. So if you're having trouble sleeping, getting out into nature is a great way to solve it.
Now, what is biophilic design?
This is fascinating. This is something that has become so popular over the last 10 years, again, supported by science. And this is really the theory that if you can bring a little bit of nature into your home, whether that's through colours of nature, whether it's through natural textures, plant life, flowers, you can improve your productivity, your concentration and your happiness. So Pat, if you brought a plant in here, you could be even more productive, science says. But it's a really simple thing to do and everyone can do it because you don't have to buy new. You can just include greens and browns, include a woolen throw, anything natural that's going to bring nature into your living space.
We have seen more plants die on the windowsill here. You have no idea.
I won't ask you to take any more.
They like the look of them, but there's no TLC. Anyway, biophilic design. So a plant in your home.
A plant or just bringing in natural colours or bringing in natural fibres. And I would really emphasise that because we are surrounded. I know even in my home office, you're surrounded by so much plastic and metal and synthetics. Bring in woods, bring in cottons, natural fibres is a great way to just ground yourself and improve all of those things.
Now, you recommend the benefits of engaging in social change. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is really interesting. And I guess I'm on here every week, Pat, talking about environmental goals. But ESG is environmental and social governance. And we often don't talk about the social element of it. And it's such an important part of the climate and sustainability journey. So this really comes down to the social. So again, great studies shown that actually people over the age of 60 and 65 who volunteer receive unbelievable benefits from it. Improved mood, reduced stress, improved physical benefits. And it's really just a reminder that, like, you know, you can be in nature and everything, but we need to be connected. And obviously volunteering and being in social settings benefits everyone. But if you do volunteer and you're maybe you've retired and you're wondering what to do, you can have so many benefits from it. And you can simply go on to volunteerireland.ie and see who needs your help and enjoy all those benefits.
So people who may have little enough to do and have no sense of purpose and they're sick and tired of going for a coffee or going to play a round of golf or whatever, volunteer and get the feeling of giving.
Yes, exactly. And you have a feeling of connection, reduce stress, it improves your health, improves your mood. There's so many health benefits. It's well worth looking into.
Jo Linehan, Climate Editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.